Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together, and Monday night, the time is right for trivia. Yes, indeed. We have a straggler from last week that I'll go over in a minute. We continue with our theme, which will be an indefinite theme until you get it, but I think you might get some of the artists, that's for sure. And, of course, you can have your own category. Sky is always the limit on that. Now, Laura wrote and had a great idea. Yes, speed trivia. I love this, actually. In fact, I came up with a bunch of questions and promptly lost them. Yeah, I kid you not. But fortunately, Laura gave me some starter ideas. You get 5 seconds to answer 5 questions. That's right. And they're easy as far as that goes. Things that everybody probably knows. All right. So we'll see how you do with that as time goes on. But if you don't like that and you don't like my question and you don't know my bumper stumpers, you can have your own category. And as we always prove, sky is the limit. Yes. If you know something about something, we've got a question for you that might, in fact, just test your knowledge, as it were. All right, so 888-876-5593. The straggler. Researchers discovered that spouses who do this are much more likely to have family fights than spouses who don't do it. Do what? All right, so there's the question. And the only hint I gave you is, believe me, researchers weren't looking for this. Yeah, when they came up with it. I'm sure if they could have hidden it, they would. But they couldn't, so they didn't. So what is it? All right. Spouses who do this are much more likely to have family fights than spouses who don't do this. Scott in Oak Lawn, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
I have 6 written down for you, so I won't be killing too much time.
All right.
First one, working different shifts.
No.
Share the same car.
Nope.
Split all the bills.
Nope.
Have no pets or kids.
Nope.
Stingy with intimacy.
Nope.
Consumed with social media.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, that's great. No, none of them are right, but they're all wonderful. Give me another 6. Call me back. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
All right. So, yes, all good. And the only thing wrong with them, of course, is they weren't right. All right, so I always say you can have any category you want, and I'll tell you, Ruth presses that to some degree. She comes up with interesting categories. And so before we get to Barry, who is moving from the Beatles to charts tonight, Ruth, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you doing tonight in Gurnee?
Thank you so much. I'd like to go into how I'm doing, but I want to cut to the chase. I have been becoming very astute in studying Native American history, and I'm just totally pleasantly surprised at how vibrant so many of the tribals going back through history are. And I have been, you know, really wanting to find out who Chief Botox Face was. That's the name I coined for the chief at the Little Bighorn for specific reasons. But I had recently come across 2 authors. One is an attorney, James Welsh, and he has a book, and his Indian name is Blood in the Winter. The other book is about Crazy Horse. And so Crazy Horse at the foot of Mount Rushmore has never been anything that I was really very pleased with. But now I think that the possibility is that George Armstrong Custer may have come back to marry Crazy Horse, who was a woman in this life. But my question is for you, because Chief Botox Face told me his birth date was December 16th. I say it's December 5th. But this is the other side of yesterday. So I'm going to go with whatever your question is. And also, can you find out for me, did they play the Gary Owen at the Army 205th Parade in Washington last Saturday? And would I like, and this guy in Chicago, Ken, we'll have to pick him up off the floor, if I put in a request for a bagpiper at the Kissing Rock, or even a ghost bagpiper doing the Gary Owen in Glory. But I thought it would be interesting if a prayer would be put in for that, but I probably won't. But here's you to go with your trivia question.
Uh-huh. It says on the screen, it says Colonel Custer trivia. All right. So, Custer was nothing if not flamboyant, as you know, paying great attention to his appearance. He wore a black velvet uniform with coils of gold lace and spurs on his boots, a red scarf around his neck, a large broad-brimmed sombrero. But he took particular pride in his cascading golden locks. He perfumed his hair with what?
Wow. Sage.
Well, I like that, but no, cinnamon oil.
Oh, that's interesting. That is an incredible diamond that I once had, a carat and a half, and it was a cinnamon diamond, and it fell out of the ring. Mm. I married the wrong person, though, however. So it's interesting that you would say it was cinnamon, but cinnamon is a spice. Does it have a fragrance?
Oh, absolutely it does.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's a very healthy spice, by the way. Extremely healthy.
Well,
that's okay. That's interesting. But I will learn a lot more from the authors of the book.
Oh, undoubtedly.
And remember,
Custer was interesting because he graduated last in his class at West Point.
Yes. That's why I asked a question a couple of weeks ago about West Point. By the way, one of my other trivia questions was, and I did it purposely, because you had mentioned who the author was of Sounds Like Snitch, but starts with a B or a W. I used T.S. Eliot instead of the correct name. So I could purposely misspell it.
All right.
I had a specific reason for doing that. And the next day, for 4 days later, a lot of pain left my body after I did that trivia question on I gave the name of T.S. Eliot.
All right.
So that was removing my the incorrect spelling. So that was interesting, as usual. That's true. Thank you, happy belated Father's Day to all the fathers and their families.
You betcha.
And
thanks,
it's on request for Sacred. You played it
Sacred
last week.
Yes, the Castells. Sacred. Love that record, Sacred. The Castells.
I'd like to
on
hear
Era.
The whole thing if
okay.
you can do it.
All right, good deal. Whenever. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Yeah, so that's my favorite Castells record, actually. And I do have several, horrible to admit, but true. 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, we'll get to charts. 1971 for Barry. Coming up, Monday Night Trivia. And again, researchers discovered that spouses who do this are much more likely to have family fights than spouses who don't do this. Do what? 888-876-5593, WGN Radio.
Talk to me. Talk to me. I've heard.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's one of those records that I haven't heard a bad version, I don't think. And particularly like this one. Who are they? They're from Mount Floral, New Jersey. Brooks Arthur produced it. Came out in 1979. All right, so that's what we know about that. Now, what we know about our question, I will review, is that if you don't get it, I'm revealing it at the end of the night tonight because nothing straggles for more than a week. Researchers discovered that spouses who do this are much more likely to have family fights than spouses who don't do it. Do what? All right, otherwise you can have your category. And boy, we proved that. We will with Barry in New Hampshire from Charts, 1971. Marguerite has from Chicago has got some guesses, though, for our question. So let's see what she has to say about that. So, Marguerite, welcome back to WGN Radio.
And thank you for taking my call. Good evening.
Yeah, how are you?
Good, and you?
Yeah, can't complain. So what do you think? What are your guesses?
Okay, I've guessed them before, like about 2 weeks ago, and I'm not sure if these are some of the same answers, so forgive me if they are, because I didn't write down what I said then.
Okay.
And vacation together?
Nope.
Go to work together?
Nope.
You know, like they work on the same job?
Yeah, nope.
Okay, go to school, they take classes together?
Nope.
Attend sporting events together?
Nope.
Eat meals together?
Nope. Big finish. What do you think?
Oh, gosh. Okay. So, I'll keep listening. And the nights I don't listen is because I'm so tired. I've gone on to sleep.
Well, sleep is sacred. I would absolutely sleep if you can get that. It's much better than listening to me. But you get
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It is. It is. Trust me. You do get a sixth guess if you want it. So, that's one more.
Sing together. That's another thing I was going to say. Sing together?
Nope. But if you think of six more, call me back.
We'll do, and I also want to let you know, Miss James,
yeah.
I'm an official, if you don't mind having dancers on your show, because I grew up wanting to be a Carol Burnett dancer on her show, one of those dancers.
All right.
So I've gone ahead to make myself an official co-captain of the Raleigh James Dancers.
Isn't that nice? Well, very good.
Thank you.
Of course, I can't dance a step, so as far as I'm concerned, you are the captain.
Well, I'm going to be co-captain because I'm sure there are others. I never want to just, you know. So, thank you so very much.
All right,
much.
Thanks. Appreciate
it. And I just want to say one other thing. When we were talking about WVON and the different radio stations and the different DJs of those shows, there was one that I made myself the same thing on. His name is Arthur Sims, but they call him Chad Daddy.
Yeah.
So I made myself an official Chad Daddy Sims co-captain dancer on his program, on his radio program.
Well, I'm honored to be in the same league. Thank you.
And thank you. And thank you. And good night. I'll try to keep listening.
Okay, good. Thanks. Appreciate it. That's great. Yeah, absolutely. Now, I clearly can't dance. Years ago, Shad Alberti, who was a shagger in South Carolina, and you know, shag's the official state dance there, and it also, if you're into beach music, is really the thing, and they have competitions, and he made a living at it. He did very well at this. And he had a dance school, too, to teach people how to shag. And he said, I can teach anybody how to shag. And so this is not that long ago. Well, it is now, over 40 years ago, but probably like 1982. I said, okay, Chad, I want to learn to shag. Well, after about an hour, he said, I can teach almost anyone to shag. That's right, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Let's check out, let's see, some, we have time, I believe, for some charts. Barry in New Hampshire, how's it going, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh.
How are you?
Good. Would a sharing the same checking account be the answer?
No, that's a nice guess, though. I like it. It's not right.
Okay.
All right, so here we go. Number one, and you want the week of, we're taking June 19th, closest to today, June 19th, 1971. You ready?
I'm ready.
Number one is It's Too Late.
Carole King.
Yes. Number two, Rainy Days and Mondays.
Carpenters.
Number three, Want Ads.
Ad-libs?
No, The Honeycomb. But that's all right.
Okay.
Wanted, Young and Single and Free. All right. Number four, Brown Sugar.
Rolling Stones.
Yep. Number five, It Don't Come Easy.
Ringo Starr.
Number six, Treat Her Like a Lady.
Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose.
Good enough. Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose, I'll take it. Number seven, Indian Reservation.
The Raiders.
Yes. Number eight, Joy to the World.
Three Dog Night.
And number nine, I'll Meet You Halfway. God, I've never heard this record, thank God.
Yeah, I'll meet you.
Yeah, I'll meet you halfway.
way better than no way, but I don't know what the...
Well, it's
I don't know.
I'm impressed that you don't know. I don't either. It's the Partridge Family. And number 10, Sweet and Innocent.
Donny Osmond.
Ah, we have a winner. All right. You've got 70%. That's good enough to win, so that's it. Hang on. Don't go away.
All right,
good deal. Yes, there we have it on charts. You pick the week, you pick the month, you pick the year. We do the top 10. If you get 7 out of 10, you are a winner with that. Now, we've got, we played one bumper stumper. We've got another one coming up. Ooh, one of my faves, actually. And a well-known group, but not a well-known song by them, in 1956. We'll see how you do. And we've got our straggler. Researchers discovered that spouses who do this are much more likely to have family fights than spouses who don't do it. Now, I don't want you to think that they have to do it together, all right? It's just spouses who do this. They don't have to do it together by any means, all right? So keep that in mind when you get your guesses. And we'll get to Cindy and Lisa and Fran. Ah, Fran's back and she's out of the hospital. So we'll get an update on that, too, coming up right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
Get out of my face, get out of my sight, 'cause shop, I don't shop, want nobody shop, that ain't got eyes for me. Shop, if you really shop, want me for shop, yourself, shop, I want you.
I want you.
Promise not to look at no one else, I want you.
I want you.
But if you want to string me on your line, be long gone, baby, put it out of your mind, 'cause I don't want nobody that ain't got eyes for me. You ain't the only pebble on the beach. You ain't the only monkey in the zoo. But all you got to do is play it straight, and baby, I could really go for you. All you got to do is understand, I want you.
I want you.
Let me be your only lover, man. I want you.
I want you.
But if you don't want to treat me right, stop your teasing and holding me tight, 'cause I don't want nobody that ain't got eyes for me.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who's that? And that's our second bumper stumper on our ongoing theme. Maybe you know. And yes, you do know them. Not for that record, obviously, but you do know them. All right, so we've got our straggler. Researchers discovered that spouses who do this are much more likely to have family fights than spouses who don't do it. Now, the spouses do not have to do it together, all right? They might, but it's not required, all right, as far as I'm concerned. But they both do this. All right, what is it? 888, yeah, together or separately, I don't care. 888-876-5593. All right, so that's my question. Those are my bumper stumpers, and you can have your own category. And don't we prove that? All right, but first, Fran and Austin is back and out of the hospital. How are you feeling, Fran?
Not great. Not great. And I feel so stupid because I wrote you this morning an email and said I was in the hospital, and then I was talking to Gary and he said, you talked to her Thursday?
Yeah, that's fine. I got that. That's perfectly fine. No, I appreciated the email saying you were home. Now, did you do some testing before you went home?
It's so weird. It was like a long nightmare. I don't remember half of the people that talked to me. I don't, remember a lot. Gary remembers more than I do, and he's kind of been filling me in on things. But there was one doctor, I don't know whether he was a cardiologist, that did the surgery or, anyway, I was talking to him and, kind of out of it, so I was being pretty, I said, I went to this podiatrist, and, I've had this problems with my feet and my legs, and I was telling him, a little bit of what was going on, and he said, that could have very easily have caused a problem with circulation, and so forth, and he said, it sounds like you need a new podiatrist.
A cardiologist to look further. Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're going to tomorrow a physical therapist is coming here.
Good.
And then I'm not sure. I haven't. I didn't do it today, but I have a number for a cardiologist, so I'm going to somebody put it in my phone for me because I was kind of out of it. Mm-hmm. So I got to find that and call him and make an appointment. But if he is the cardiologist that talked to me in the hospital, I think he's going to get it.
All right. Good. Good. So hopefully we're on our way. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be great.
But right now, everything is really scary because every time I hear my heart or feel my heart flutter,
right.
You know, I'm trying not to have anxiety because, of course, anxiety is going to make it worse.
Yes.
And I have a frame walker. I am sore in places that I didn't realize I was sore because I guess when I fell, I didn't, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly I noticed the chest pain.
No, I know. I always say I'm sore in places where I didn't realize I had places.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it.
Yep.
Yeah. And so, you know.
Good. Well, overall, you're out of the hospital, so they're not torturing you with Jell-O. And you're eating better right away.
Actually, you know what a strange thing is, Rolly? I like Jell-O.
Well, not in the hospital, you know, but yeah.
No, because they give me sugar-free.
Yeah, yeah, which is just...
I hate sugar-free anything.
It's not good for you either, but, you know, that's not surprising. Yeah, well, good.
Yeah.
So you are home, and hopefully they will follow up on this, and maybe we'll get to the bottom of this.
I hope so. And,
yeah.
You know, another thing is, like, because I keep telling, you know, my mind isn't working. My mind isn't working, and, you know, Gary keeps... Because I keep forgetting things, and you know, so I have to every time I take one of my new medications, okay, I'm taking this now. You know.
Oh yeah, no, you almost have to write that down. I know what it's like to forget what medicines you've taken. But as far as the mind thing, obviously they put you under general anesthesia when they do the procedure.
Yeah.
All right. Let me tell you.
It scares me thinking about that.
Yeah, but I mean, you did come out of it, so we're not worried about that. But the after effects of general anesthesia, I swear, can last 6 weeks. They really can. And I've had people say the strangest damn things to me a day or two after general anesthesia. So.
Yeah, I'm sure. I've had that. You know, where I've told Gary this. Oh no, you did that. And it's like he had to remind me that I talked to you, and then I remembered that. I talked to you and I was having phone, you know, trouble with my phone wasn't, you know, working too well for me in the hospital.
But no, give yourself a break. I remember visiting a friend and the first thing she said, oh, I had lunch with Sarah yesterday. Sarah had been dead for 10 years. I said, really? What did you have?
Oh, okay.
You know, but she was firmly convinced, you know, that kind of stuff. And that's anesthesia talking and it goes away.
Yeah, it's just that I can't remember things.
No, it'll come.
You know,
it'll come back. Your mind just temporarily left you. It's taken a vacation. It didn't fly the coop indefinitely.
Oh God, I hope not.
No, it'll be back in 4-part harmony. You'll remember everything you don't want to.
Oh, of course. That's always how it works.
Exactly, but it will.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about that. Well, good, good. It overall sounds good. But what I'm most excited about, like I say, is someone's taking you seriously, and we'll hopefully get to the bottom of this.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I am still trying to figure out what to do about that other... I think I am going to go to the Texas Medical Board with that other doctor.
Yeah.
Because every time I went there, he would say there's nothing wrong with my toes, and now this happened.
Right, exactly.
If he'd have gotten to it.
Exactly. I think you should.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
all right. So we're going to do lyrics.
I'm going to try.
1967. All right. I promise I'll always love you, always love you.
Yeah,
there you go.
With
this ring, I promise I'll always love you, always love you. That's absolutely it. The Platters on MusiCorps, 1967. Me too. I liked the MusiCorps period for them a lot of beach music stuff. Love You 1,000 Times, probably my fave.
Yeah.
I also,
whenever I think about the Platters, I always think of that crap that I don't like.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I don't like the Mercury period, even though that was the most successful. But before the Mercury period, I loved the Federal period when they were doing Vuvi Avi. Oh, that's just such a soft line. Yeah. So it was great on Federal, and it was great on MusiCorps, but in the middle, that was good old Buck Ram, but he made him a lot of money doing those pop standards that we didn't want to hear.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out why only you can make, can make.
Yeah, well,
only you can make
right.
The darkness bright.
Right. No, I know. Well, you know, as far as pronunciation, grammar, and syllables, no. No, I tell you, that Gene Chandler section, God Bless Our Love, and Forgive Us Our Temptation. It was years before I realized he was trying to say temptation. I'm like, what is temptation? What could that be? You know, so,
temptation.
Yeah, temptation. Yeah, there's a ton of that kind of stuff, absolutely. And there's something I'm playing tonight. It's the last bumper stumper. And the title, I'll give you the title because no one's going to know probably, but the title should be There'll Never Be, like There Will Never Be. You look at the label. It says they, T-H-E-Y apostrophe L-L, never be. They'll never be. I'm like, what?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there's another one I'm playing tonight that has the word chic in the title, spelt wrong. You know, the E and the I just kind of got reversed. But
okay, I will be listening to that.
Yeah, all right, exactly. But you are a winner. Hang on, don't go away.
All right. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, in fact, it was Buck Ram involved with the chic song, too. Yeah, Buck strikes again. All right, so 888-876-5593. But he was obviously Mercury's best friend when they didn't want to take the platters. They wanted his group, the Penguins, who just had that hit Earth angle. Well, if you take the platters, yeah. And they fought that. Turned out to be, of course, the best thing they ever did. So 888-876-5593. I believe Cindy is in Chicago. What's up tonight, Cindy?
Yeah, that song that you just played, I think it was the last song you played, The Man with the Deep Voice.
Yes.
That's one of the coolest songs I ever, nicest songs I ever heard.
Oh, well, I'm glad you like it. Flip side of a hit.
Oh, I never heard. I'm surprised Chuck didn't play it in the yard all those years. But anyhow, I have some guesses. Like maybe favoring one child over the other.
Nope. What else you got?
Spending money without your spouse knowing.
Nope. What else?
Smoking in the house.
Well, that's closer than anyone's been.
Smoking a cigar in the house?
Nope. But you're dancing around it.
Smoking the weed in the house.
No. All I can do is tell you to think about it. Broaden your answers. Come up with a bunch of them. You're closer than anybody else.
Okay, I guess I can't believe I could come up with some of this stuff.
Well,
but anyhow, you know, I have a song that well, you know, this weekend I ended up getting a new dishwasher.
Oh, very nice.
It's a GE, but I don't even know how to run it. Mike runs it. He loads and unloads it's just like I'm not good at machines and stuff, and if it's not pretty much self-explanatory.
It is pretty self-explanatory, but I always thought the dishwasher, the hell with washing dishes, it was a great place to keep your tools. I love the pull-out trays. But you can easily go online, and GE has the user manual right there, and it's really easy.
Oh, no, it's not the GE that's going to be difficult. It's the one we have.
Oh, well.
I don't even know what, it doesn't even say what brand it is.
Well, it doesn't matter because it's going away.
Thank God. It's just like meant to. And I know, you know, I'm just going to touch on it. I'll say it as delicately as I can, but I don't know what date it was supposed to be that I guess it was meant to be I got this appliance. Or even if it'll even happen, probably not, where appliances were going to double in price. I heard the date the 23rd, and then I heard the date last Saturday. But that's it. It's just meant to be I got this. Whatever, I doubt if it'll even happen. And then I have a song.
Uh-huh.
I want to hear the Keith Richards version of it, but you're not going to play that. But then anyhow, I don't know. if you would.
You know, I,
anyhow,
by the way, I looked up your other request that you said I wouldn't play, and turns out I played it. So there. And see, you said I wouldn't play it, and I looked at my list and I said, my God, I did play that horrible record for her, and you didn't even hear it. So, I'm trying to find it here now, because it was just particularly terrible, and you thought I wouldn't play it, and I played it. So there.
Okay, I heard it was Here Comes the Rain again.
Yes, I played it.
Yeah, I heard it right
All right,
away.
Very good. But well, then, anyhow, so I did play it. Now, what's this Keith Richards thing, and maybe I'll find somebody else to do it.
Well, yeah, it's Love Hurts.
The Nazareth song? The same one?
I love her, you know, the happiness.
All right.
Together, I can't come up with some good songs.
Uh-huh. All right.
Whatever song, you know, whatever version, if there's an original song from the 50s, I know, but Keith, I love the Rolling Stones. I do.
Uh-huh.
I don't.
All right. Yes, Nazareth had the hit of Love Hurts.
But I don't really.
And by
I
the way,
really
the original
it.
Love Hurts, do you know who did it originally?
Probably someone in the 60s or 50s.
The Everly Brothers.
Well, that might be good.
It was also covered by Roy Orbison, Jim Capaldi, Graham Parsons, Emmylou Harris, but Nazareth had the big hit.
Right. It's from the 70s, I remember. Well, maybe Roy Orbison, but Keith, I really want to hear the Keith Richards.
Well, you can hear that online anytime you want. You know, you can just go to YouTube and look for it. It's there.
You're
All
not
right.
going to play even the,
no, I'm not playing.
Roy Orbison?
Well, I might play another version of it, but not Keith Richards. All right. I might play
All
one.
Right.
Maybe
Let's
maybe the Everly Brothers. All right. Good deal. Thanks.
All right.
So,
okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, there you have it. We'll do Oscar trivia next, coming up on WGN Radio.
So, call her up, you crazy fool, and apologize. She's the only one to wipe those teardrops from your eyes. I'm your conscience talking, this time I'm on her side. So call her up, you crazy fool, and apologize. That's all it would take to bring your darling back to you. Begging her forgiveness, that's the least that you can do. You made it yourself, the bed of thorns you're sleeping on. And I'll bet she's home waiting by her telephone. Oh, call her up, you crazy fool, and apologize. Only one to wipe those teardrops from your eyes. I'm your conscience talking, and this time I'm on her side. So call her up, you crazy fool, and apologize. Now every night you curse the day that you were ever born, and your heart cries out for love that you've so badly torn. For you can't forget too much of her rubbed off on you. Before you lose all your mind, there's one thing left to do.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay. Freddie Hart wrote that. It's not him singing, though. Who is that? On Imperial Records, it charted 1967. All right, so there's your bumper stomper. And Lisa in Dundee wants some Oscar trivia, and I've got a question. So, Lisa, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thanks, Raleigh. How are you feeling?
I'm here. So,
are you back to eating normal, or?
That's the least of my worries today. Yeah.
What's normal, right?
Yeah, right. Let's just move right on.
Okay.
So, yes. What was the first foreign language movie to win Best Picture?
Foreign. Was it Life is Beautiful?
Nope. And you know, this is the interesting thing. I'm going to have to look it up to even know what the heck this is, because I wouldn't have assumed this was even foreign, so I don't know what foreign language it is, but the movie is Parasite.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. It's like, I want to say Japanese, or maybe I'm wrong about that, but it's supposed to be an excellent movie. I haven't seen it.
Well, you have ended the hour, and we will talk to you soon. Thanks.
Okay,
All
thanks.
Right, good
Bye.
Deal. And then we'll pick it up after the news right here on WGN Radio.
The kids are singing now.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Every time I hear that song, I laugh because there was a story years ago about Ron Holden's wife at the time, ex-wife later, and on Love You So, she was there to play the Claves, and the woman could not keep a beat to save her soul, and Ron just, you know, read her the riot act and all that, but if you listen to Love You So, the fact that the Claves are so offbeat is kind of what makes it. Well, when I hear this after the first verse on the song, it comes in, I'm thinking, man, it's like Ron Holden's wife on the Claves there. I don't know. All right, so 888-876-5593, and that, of course, from 1963, and I see on the screen Johnny in Austin wants music from 1963. Maybe we'll start there. Johnny, welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, hello, Raleigh.
How are you?
I'm a hard-working man. I just talked to my friend who owns Houston Radio Platinum about the Soul Show, the Soul of the City show premiere, what was it, last night?
I heard it. I absolutely heard it. Yes.
What'd you think?
It was great. I thought it was just great. You know, I still can't believe you love this enough that you're doing this for free. But God love you for it. And it's great. I love when you're talking about Skipper Lee and everything else.
Well, I'll tell you, this. I've had this vision to do this radio program for about 30 years now. And it's like, if I don't do this pretty soon, it's never going to get done. And fortunately, my friend Joey Kay, who actually some years ago, I did a little help getting him in the business. A lot of people did, but I was one of the many. Mm. He's done quite well in his business. He owns a company called DJ Brothers that does weddings and private parties, and he's done an extremely great job. He just cornered the market on weddings in Houston, Texas.
That's great.
And then he did this Houston Radio Platinum internet radio station back in 2019, and I've been working with him ever since, and I do the mornings there, as you know, from 5 to 10 a.m. Central Time, and I kept saying, you know, I'd really like to do this Soul Show, and we kept talking about it. He said, well, sure, you're, and so I guess the ball was in my court, but it was really only fair for me to get over there and do a lot of the hard work and getting the songs in there.
Yeah.
So anyway, we got all that done and got all the little kinks out of it and everything, and it debuted last night, and I'm glad you got to hear the Soul of the City for the first time.
Yes, I did. 6 to midnight Central, HoustonRadioPlatinum.com.
Man, I'll tell you, it was nice to have a vision and hear it put into action, you know?
Oh, yeah. And you're going to keep...
It took a lot of work. I'm sorry.
You're going to keep doing it.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to keep doing it.
All right.
You know, that music is so popular in the U.K., the only thing that's kind of sad is that it falls in the middle of the night in the U.K.
That's all right. I mean, the U.K.'s famous for the all-nighters.
I hope so.
No, I mean that. You know about this, Northern Soul and the all-nighters, or are you unaware of all this?
No, I'm not aware of anything.
Okay. All right. Well, see, I'm a big Northern Soul fan, and I noticed that the records all kind of had the same frenetic beat, a lot of them. And they had these things, and the police were always trying to shut them down. I never really understood why. They were called all-nighters, and they had them, like, at Wiggins Casino. That was one.
I've heard of that, yeah.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Blackpool Mecca. There are like 8 different things and around town. And the cops in these little communities were always trying to shut them down. I never really understood what is it. And so, like I say, most of this stuff had a certain beat to it. You know, you can kind of identify Northern Soul. Well, it turned out that, yes, they were all-nighters. They went till 6 in the morning. But they were drug parties. They were amphetamine parties. And that's what the all-nighters were. And they'd listen to these Northern Soul records.
No, did you ever attend one of these? Or
yeah, like I'm going to get on a plane? No, I didn't attend one of these. But I did have friends who actually put them on, one of whom used to come to Philadelphia to visit us each year. And I think he's doing a Sinatra thing now. But anyway, he for years put on Northern Soul things. And, of course, Ian Levine and many others. Northern Soul is a big deal. And it gave a lot of American artists really a new lease on life. Some of them moved over there, in fact.
Oh, I know that. I mean, yeah. When I interviewed when I interviewed Percy Sledge at KFMK in 86 and then again in 88, I said, because this is the time, you know, a lot of the people here in our country just kind of abandoned these artists, like Percy Sledge, for example. Mm-hmm. And I said, where do you get the best response from your music? And Percy Sledge said, in Germany and Sweden.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
And he was playing the little clubs here.
Right. Right.
By that time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. A lot of people, like Charlie Gracie, until he died, he made his big deal every year tour in Europe.
You see? I mean, it's true.
Oh, it is. Absolutely, it's true.
Norway and all this and all the UK and everything. So I was the Soul of the City show was running last night, I was thinking, gosh, a lot of the people in the UK are asleep right now, and it's too bad that they don't get the chance to really hear it. But
they might. That's what I'm telling you. They might. So this started in the late 60s, really. And, you know, it was a lot of the clubs that had been, you know, like working men's clubs and things like that were obscure records. And, you know, most of it was American R&B and most of it had a frenetic beat and they'd go all night long. And, you know, there's an argument. Well, did the amphetamines come first or did the amphetamines come because of going all night long? And hell, I don't know.
You weren't there.
That's right. But, you know, so unfortunately, the reason these venues all closed was because of the drug usage, and the cops one by one closed them.
I didn't know anything about that, but you always tell me something new that I've never heard. By the way, when I was talking to Joey K tonight, he was working on the website, and he did. You know, you and I were speaking the other night about putting a link.
Yes,
to
listen now, yes.
He did that.
Good.
He's got it all fixed up the way that we talked about. So I think after the launch of the show went flawlessly, we got a lot of things in motion. So I really appreciate your promotion of the Soul of the City. And thanks to you, I think it will help bring some new listeners because, like you've said about internet radio before, well, how are you going to get your listeners? And I'm like, well, you got to promote it. And thanks to people like you and a gentleman in Austin and Houston named Mike McGuff, who writes a column for radio and TV.
Yeah,
he gave us one heck of a write up.
Yeah, I
today.
Saw that. Right. Yeah. Right to the end of the show, I figured he was probably listening. And the graphic is nice, too, and I know that's Gary, and I love the shot of Houston in the mid-80s. It's just really nice.
It is. It really is. It's changed a lot, but at any rate, the music hasn't, and I think you enjoyed the music, so I think your listeners will, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I absolutely agree. And, you know, I knew you were going to do this, and so, you know, I was telling John all about it. Well, I didn't remember it was Sunday. So we had turned it on Saturday night, and after 2 records, John said, this can't be right. This can't be right, or Johnny's out of his mind. And so I said, it's not right. It's not Johnny. So we tuned in the next night, and it was great.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, half the time I don't know what day it is either.
But we remembered to tune in. It was just terrific. So that would be this coming Sunday night, and I'll try to write a note to put it up on my blog so we can have a direct link. Sunday from 6 to midnight on HoustonRadioPlatinum.com.
Yeah, that's it. And then, of course, I'm on every morning, Monday through Friday, from 5 to 10 a.m.
Yes, yes.
I'm a hardworking man.
I guess. I'm envious, to say the least, because I'll tell you, if I'm not getting paid, I'm lying on the couch. So.
Well, I've got a great passion for this business, and it started a long time ago. And what year did you and I meet? Was it 85 or 6?
Yeah, it was 86. Yes, that's right. And that was Dan Mason who introduced us.
Yeah, I know. And then we've been friends ever since. Yeah. And you came through and evaluated the market when you were doing this Mediatrics company.
Yeah.
And I actually found that book.
Uh-huh.
That you wrote on the Houston market and your observations. Some of them were just hilarious.
Well, you know, all of those are on worldradiohistory.com.
Did we get dropped?
Yeah, I gave them to David.
I'm back.
Yeah,
I'm back.
Yeah, there you are. Like I say, all of those Mediatrics profiles are on worldradiohistory.com. Anybody can read them. There's only 10 of them, and that's my regret. At the time, I didn't realize that I needed to do them all then because everybody was going to die.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm still here, thank God.
No, I know. But, I mean, the engineers, things like that, the technical stuff. You know, I love sitting there talking to the guys who engineered the stuff in the 50s. And it just didn't occur to me that time was running out. I was a fool, so there's only 10 of them. But the same thing happened with, I remember, I used to go to the swap meets every September at the drive-ins to pick up old records because, you know, kids would go off to college and their parents would, you know, put their records up for a nickel apiece at the swap meets. And I remember one of them, I got all the Yellow Atlantics. I was just thrilled. So, but it didn't... It didn't occur to me that that, too, was very time-sensitive. Give it a couple of years and the records wouldn't be the same. You know, so it's like, damn, I should have gone to every one of them back then. You know, so, yeah.
I know. All my career, I was sitting in Houston, Texas, and we're virtually the same age.
Yeah.
You were traveling the country. I mean, you were doing all kind of stuff while I was sitting in Houston. And I'm not saying I wasn't doing anything, but you were quite an adventurous person.
Yeah, right. Well, I never took any of it seriously, you know, so that was it. I was never trying to have a career. I was just trying to have a good time and get paid for it.
Well, you did pretty good.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I did. It beat some of the alternatives, because usually when they say, well, what do you want to do? I said, I want to have a good time and get paid for it. And people would kind of say, really? You know, not, not that. All right. So, yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
Now, John asked me, did I want to do trivia? And I thought, you know, I thought, now, if I asked Raleigh, well, I want to do 1960-something, you know, I'd win everything. That's not fair. So I thought, well, if you want to do some trivia with me, well, I'll probably just not. I'm going to challenge myself if I give you the year 1953, because I probably won't. I'm not trying to raid your prize closet or anything like that. But
well, that's interesting, because it said on the screen 1953, and I figured that had to be a typo. Now, I do have it, but I literally thought of it. I thought we were going for 63, and what I was thinking of doing is starting at 100 and going backwards. But I can do 53. Sure.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm doing this to be fair, because I don't want to just sit here and pick a year where I know I'm going to know everything. I'm gonna be a gambler here.
Well, you're more of a gambler than me, because I know what these charts are, because I have every one of them, and I don't know most of these. All right.
Okay.
So,
well,
here we go. It'll be this week in 1953. Song from Moulin Rouge.
Oh gosh. Oh, is that Percy Faith?
Yes, number two.
Is that Felicia Sanders?
No, it is Percy Faith. Yes, absolutely. You're right. Number two, April in Portugal.
Oh, God. Is that Les Baxter?
Yep. Number three, I'm Walking Behind You.
Eddie Fisher.
Yes, with Hugo Winterhalter. You're absolutely right. Number four, Ruby.
Oh, that couldn't have. Ray Charles did that later.
No, on Mercury.
Oh, would that be Frankie Lane?
No, it'd be Richard Heyman.
Oh, I would have never got that.
See, that's the only one on the list I think I would have, except there is a Frankie Lane coming up. But anyway, number five, Say You're Mine Again.
Not clueless.
Me, Perry Como, me either. Number six, I Believe.
Frankie Lane.
Yes, absolutely. Number seven, Anna.
It's not Arthur Elliott.
Right, exactly.
It ain't the Beatles.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's just got initials for the first names, and it's on MGM. I don't know who this would be. I guess Sal would be the first name.
Minio.
No, Mangano.
Okay.
Yeah.
See?
I know. See? I'd be right there with you. Doggy in the Window, you know that.
Oh, that's Patty Page.
Yes, right. Limelight, Terry's theme. Frank Chexfield.
See? Oh, no.
I might have known that. But number 10, Pretend, you know that.
That's a Perry Como, isn't it?
Well, not...
Oh, no. It's Nat Cole.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Number 11, The Ho-Ho Song.
Never heard of it.
The Ho-Ho Song was sung by a singer who, by the 1960s, was, well past his prime. And he used to do commercials. You would have had to be in South Florida for this. But he did commercials for Northeast Airlines, the Yellowbirds, owned by, of course, George B. Storer. And it would always be, come on down. So I don't know if that helps at all.
No.
Red Buttons.
Oh, no, I'm starting to feel young. I don't know that. Yeah, I remember his name.
Oh, yeah. And these commercials, I'll never forget them. Yeah, come on down. So let's see. Yeah, I talked to them in other markets. I'd mentioned it. And, of course, they only showed the commercials in South Florida, so no one else got to see these gems of the television world. Okay, number 12, April in Portugal. We mentioned him before.
That's not Les Baxter again.
No, we're back to Richard Heyman.
Oh no, I don't have a thing. I don't know anything about him.
It's for the best. And then Song from Moulin Rouge, which was Percy Faith at number 1, was number 13 by
somebody else did it?
Yes, and somebody else that you would hear on the good music stations. Hang on a minute, don't go away. We're going into news and that kind of stuff, but no Montavani. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. All right. we'll let them do the news and then we'll come back. All right. And so that's the deal. And blew the break again. And thank God for Adam, who keeps us honest. All right. So we'll continue to have fun with 1953, where clearly Johnny and I are damn close to clueless. But you know what I need to do is pull the top 10 1953 soul. Now we're talking. All right, I bet you we'll both ace that. Yeah, I brag. All right, we got Billy Bob and Bourbonnais, who wants Leave It to Beaver trivia. I've got some Alex in Round Lake wants Oscar trivia, and I picked out a question just for him. And also, I believe there's another Oscar trivia on the screen somewhere. Maybe not. I thought there was. I thought there were two. But maybe we've lost somebody. Jim in Richmond wants Gilmore Girls. We'll do that. And Cindy in Chicago has more guesses. James on the South Side's got some guesses. And World War II, I picked out a question for him, too. I guess we lost whoever it was for our other Oscar. But Alex will suffice. We love talking to Alex. So right after the news, we'll reconvene.
The girl I love, she's going away. The girl I love, she's going to stay. I'll dream of her.
The WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. That's a gift, and it's a wonderful record, too. Now, of course, every line in the place is lit, so you got to either be hanging on to guests, or when somebody hangs up, you'll know that it's time for you to get in. All right, now we were talking with Johnny in Austin here. Johnny Goen, and don't forget to check out HoustonRadioPlatinum.com Sunday from 6 to midnight. But, you know, as we were muddling through 1953, Johnny, and it was becoming less interesting by the moment when we got to Montovani, I realized that,
yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, I realized that what I should do is just 1953 will do all the records that hit number one on the R&B chart.
I'm going to do my best, but I know you're busy, but sometime, would you, speaking of the 50s, would you do that original Don't Be Angry by Nappy Brown for me?
Oh, sure, sure. Let me write that down, and I absolutely like that. All right.
I love that song. Okay.
Don't
all
be
right.
angry.
So 1953.
Yeah, number one. Best. Number one. And going to North Carolina for the first one. Number one, Baby Don't Do It.
I'm thinking of this. This is a long shot. The Five Royals?
Absolutely, Royals. Yes, absolutely. Yes,
okay.
Five Royals, yes.
I'm saying the Royals, that's not right.
No, it's Royals, but that's close enough. Yeah, the Five Royals, okay. That was Loman Pauling's group, and of course he wrote
but
the...
But they also did the Dedicated to the One I Love. Did
yes.
they do the original with
yes,
that?
He wrote it. Loman Pauling wrote it, yes.
Before the Shirelles.
Yeah, 10 years before them. All right, so number two, Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean.
Oh, that's Ruth Brown.
Yeah.
I know that one.
Number three, Hound Dog.
Oh, Willie Mae Thornton. That's a Don Robey record.
Yes, it is. Number four, I'm Mad.
I'm Mad. Well, first thing came to me was the Mad Lads. That's
not 1953.
I'm
no.
Mad. Nope.
That's all right. It was
that.
Number one for 2 weeks, Willie Mae Bone.
I know very little about him.
Yeah. Number five, I'm going to tell you we're back to the Five Royals. Help me, somebody. Number six, Please Love Me.
Oh, that's B.B. King.
Right. Number seven, The Clock.
That's a Don Robey record. That is Johnny Ace.
Yep. Number eight, Crying in the Chapel.
That had to be the Orioles.
Number nine, Shake a Hand.
Oh, Faye Adams.
Yes. Number ten, Money Honey. If you want
money,
to get along
honey.
With me.
Oh, I never cared for that. That's a Clyde McFadden.
Yes, I liked that record. You didn't like that? Money, honey. All right. Number 11, Honey Hush.
You know, okay, that had to be Big Joe Turner.
Yep, absolutely. Well,
you know, the thing about that, did have you ever noticed the single version was the good version? Everything they put on an album or CD was an alternate version?
That's always the way, isn't it? I always look for the single version.
Motown was notorious for that. Think of Jimmy Mack.
It was worse than that. What Motown did was they gave all their stuff a soulectomy when they went to CD. They had somebody remaster that stuff.
They had horrible engineering.
Right. You cannot do that. They didn't understand that the vocal is supposed to be buried in the background music. There are songs you do not want to take some of those records and put the vocals out front. It kills the soul of it. And that's really
true.
Well,
they did. I mean,
every little bit hurts is one that hurt my heart to hear when they got done with it.
I don't know who was making those calls up there, but I mean, in spite of themselves, they did quite well. But boy, I tell you, whoever was engineering that stuff was.
When they first brought out those CDs, I thought I want them. You know, I had to get them for every year and all that. This stuff is just wrong. So I finally ditched them. No, when it comes,
they were just full of hiss.
Yeah, just and like I say, they pulled those vocals out front, and it just didn't work for me.
Did you hear any of those Motown Around the Worlds, or were they singing the hits in other languages?
Of course, yeah. I've got most of those albums. Yeah. Yeah, that, Barry Gordon, he liked that. And the other thing is he liked them to do pop standards, you know, especially Marvin Gaye. So I've got.
Well, he did. You know, they handed that over to him, and some of them he did a pretty good job.
Yeah,
with.
Absolutely. But it was just, you know, kind of a dichotomy. In any event, you're right. You won. So very good. And we'll add to your stash. But mostly, we'll all listen next Sunday from 6 to midnight.
And don't forget, I do work in the morning from 5 to 10.
Yes, you do. Right. I'll never hear those. I'll never know those hours. They don't come around on my clock in the morning.
But today, after the weekend, I went to bed at 7 o'clock this morning, so I think we're on the same plane.
Yeah, that's about right. Exactly. All right. So we'll confirm that address because we'll eventually get you something. Don't go away. All right, so very good. Always good to hear from Johnny. All right, now, 888-876-5593. It is the second hour of Monday Night Trivia. And again, we have a straggler at the end of next hour. We reveal it. Researchers discovered that spouses who do this are much more likely to have family fights than spouses who don't do it. They don't have to do it together. All right, so that's your hint. Now, other than that, you can have your own category, as we prove every week. And Alex in Round Lake, how's it going, Alex?
I'm doing all right. How are you, Raleigh?
All right. So we're doing the Oscars, are we?
Yeah, but can I mention a thing before we get going on that?
I don't see why not.
I'm an AM radio freak, and that's because of my mom. And I love when you have people on from AM radio as guests. When I was a kid, WGN Radio in Chicago was talk radio, but they moved into music. And I heard Purple Haze. And I said to my mom, can a guy really do that with a guitar? And she said, I guess so. I was hooked. But go ahead with your question.
All right. Which Oscar Awards category was first introduced in 1982?
Boy. Special effects, CGI?
Best makeup.
Ah, really?
Yeah, best makeup, 1982.
Well, that seems dumb, but
well,
okay.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I asked it.
I should have asked you a literature question.
Yeah, well, that's what you'll do next week, and we'll have fun with that, too.
I guess so.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Ryan.
Appreciate it. All right, so, yes, best makeup. Tell me that's not ridiculous. All right, well, why not, I guess. Now, let's see. I thought we had another Oscars, but I guess not. Billy Bob and Bourbonnais, what's up tonight?
Hey, 40th time bedtime barrier we broke here tonight.
Ah, how about
now,
that?
Now, last week, before we go on the straggler, I'd like to guess what the women and men don't want to do together is to go on a Tully monster fossil hunt.
No. And, again, whether they're doing it together or they may be doing it separately, I don't know. But if they do it, they're more likely to have full-blown arguments with a spouse.
Oh, well, we got a Tully monster club. That's the Illinois State Fossil there, and the guys got the clubs, and the old ladies get mad when the guys don't come home.
Ah, I would say, yes.
Now, last week, before you asked me my Leave It to Beaver, you said there was no song, My Pledge of Love?
There was what?
I said I wanted to request the song, My Pledge of Love?
Yes.
And you said you never heard it before. I was wondering if you could put it out to your audience.
My Pledge of Love, by the way, which version? That's one of those songs that everybody and their brother did.
Oh, I don't.
Are you talking about the JJ? And I can't believe I said I didn't hear it. Maybe I didn't understand what the title was.
I woke up this morning, baby.
That's the Jeffries group, Joe Jeffries group.
Well, that's the one I'd like to request if you could play it for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't know I said
that. Well, I misunderstood you. I thought you were mad at me.
No, I know it well. My Pledge of Love, the Joe Jeffries group. Okay. Very good. Now,
I said Jackson. That's what probably threw you off.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You said it was J.J. Jackson. I said, I don't know it by J.J. Jackson, but I know it Joe Jeffries group, yes.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Yeah. All right. So now, Leave It to Beaver. It was a very infamous episode, and it was the most expensive episode to produce ever on Leave It to Beaver. Cost them $40,000. What was the episode? You should know this.
I'll say when Captain Jack on his alligator raising farm.
No, in the soup when Beaver was in the soup.
Oh, yeah, he was up in the top with that cup of coffee or something.
Right, in the soup, yes. And that's absolutely right. Yep, that was it.
All righty.
All right, talk to you next week. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, because everybody remembers in the soup. Well, it wasn't coffee, but same idea. Yes, and that was $40,000. Wow, they were really spending, weren't they? 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And Jim is in Richmond. What's up, Jim?
Hello, Raleigh. How was your weekend?
Well, it was here. How was yours?
It was fantastic.
Yay! All right, that's the first time you said that. What went right?
I got a phone call from Miami.
All right. Good.
After months of asking my son to call me, they called me.
Good.
And
good.
I was over the moon.
Good.
And in the background, I could hear Rock running around babbling.
Good.
But I found out he still doesn't walk yet, even though he's 15 months old.
That's all right.
And my son said that the pediatricians say it could be for the fact that he had to wear that styrofoam helmet for 9 months.
Uh-huh.
And other than that, I was excited. We talked about a lot of things. And what his mother was asking is he grew out of all of his, I'm sorry to say, his Panthers clothes.
Right.
And she was wondering if I could send him some.
Ah, okay.
You know? But I think I'm just going to send them a check because the mailing is ridiculous now.
Yeah.
So, but I was totally excited.
That's
and
great.
And number two, I have not heard but my sister was supposed to go to the sixth floor for extensive physical therapy, and I will find out that tomorrow, and I will call you.
Okay.
But I am over the moon that I got to talk to the three of them.
Yes.
And we talked for like 45 minutes, and I'm totally excited.
That's great. All right.
So,
well, I'm delighted to hear that.
Right. And I'm ready for some Gilmore Girls trivia.
All right. And I'm ready for you as well. And so our question would be, what is Laura Lee's middle name?
Oh. Lee.
No. Laura Lee is a first name. That's all together. Middle name.
Oh. I know that her daughter's name is Lorelei Lee Gilmore, but I can't think right now. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's
I lost
all right.
again.
It's Victoria.
I couldn't get that. I'm sorry.
That's all right. We've always got next week, but that's great news, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, I will call you tomorrow with updates.
Good deal. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
So, 888-876-5593. We'll pay a few bills, get to Jimmy on the south side. He knows one of the bumpers. I knew he would. And he's got a six-pack, so we'll hear about that. And take your calls, too, on WGN Radio.
You're calling me right out of the blue. Yeah, I've been kind of busy. Tell me how are things with you. Do I ever think about us? Honey, I apologize. I guess you've only crossed my mind just maybe once or twice. Once or twice every morning, once or twice in the afternoon, a couple of times every evening, and again around midnight too. Goodbye wasn't such a good idea. Look what I'm going. Once or twice every minute, I think about loving you.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and who is that? Monday Night Trivia. Yeah, one of my faves, actually. 1980 on Woodshed. Yeah, all right, how many records can you name on Woodshed? Get down with it. All right, so we'll start with Jimmy P, but the news is coming up. So first we'll find out his bumper guess. I know he knows. Okay, what'd you hear you know?
Those are the Fabulous Cadillacs.
Of course they are on Josie. What a wonderful record. All right, and you've got a six-pack for
I'll
me.
I'll make it quick. I know we're running short. Right. So number one, Riley, would be I Lost You by the Spaniels.
Okay.
Number two, Baby, I Need You by the Eldorados.
Okay.
Number three is Summertime by the Marcells.
Okay.
Number four is Dream On by the Five Keys.
Oh, okay.
And number that was number five?
That was number four.
How about To Be Loved by the Pentagon?
Oh, yes, wonderful record.
And I'll try Maybe Tonight by the Shirelles.
Oh, Maybe Tonight. All right, good deal. You'll get them all.
All right, Riley.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Hang on. We'll confirm that address. And we'll also hit the news, which we're doing right now. And then right after that, we'll be back to it for hour number three on Monday Night Trivia.
Are you old HH?
No, no.
Spiderweb?
No, no.
Huggy Boy?
No, no.
Hound Dog?
No, oh, oh, wow.
Moon Dog?
No.
I'm the Sheik of Arabia. Honey, your love belongs to me. At night when you're asleep, just a baby into your tent, and your little old tin I'll creep. Yes, the stars they shine up above, honey, the light our way to love. You rule this land with me. Yes, I'm the Sheik of Arabia.
I'm the Sheik, the Sheik of Arabia.
Yes, your love belongs to me. And I, when you're asleep, well, into your tent, I'll
yes, the storm.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So, who is that? 888-876-5593. And it's an interesting little record, too. Buck Ram was involved in it, and the group, I think they were from Bakersfield, actually, but came out in 1957 on one of Buck's labels, Antler, actually. But I love the way in the beginning it mentioned H.H., which was Hunter Hancock, of course, and Huggy Boy, and Hound Dog, and Moon Dog. It's just terrific hearing jock names. But no, he's the Sheik of Araby. Who is he? 888-876-5593. All right, so Naoto is in Japan. What's happening tonight?
Yeah, I'm just taking a day off from riding a motorcycle. And
oh.
It's been pretty, it's kind of refreshing. It's interesting.
Well, good. Good, good, good. How's the weather?
Ah, super hot. It's like 31 degrees Celsius right now.
Oh, geez. Yeah, hot here, too. It was yesterday was 111, so yeah, I know. All right, so we'll talk about Myers-Briggs, and we're going to talk about what is the most underrated type. When you really get to know them, they're cunning, clever, and wise, but at first, they're very underrated.
I think they are at least IN types, right?
Yeah, they are IN. You're right about that.
INF.
Yep, they are INF. You're right about that.
Oh, I would say INFP.
Yes, INFP it is. You're a winner.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, all right. Hang on. Don't go away, Naoto. All right, so 888 877-876-5593. Now, what do we have? Let's see. I believe that we are going to... James on the South Side, been waiting forever for World War II. Question anyway. So, all right, James, what's up? You going to guess on our question?
Yes. How are you? Thank you for taking my call. Oh, how are you feeling?
Well, I'm here. And the question, researchers discovered that spouses who do this are much more likely to have family fights than spouses who don't do it. Now, they don't have to do it together. It's not a collaborative thing.
Okay, I'm going to say smoke weed?
No.
Okay, we're going to say they have a cookout?
No.
Okay, we'll go back with the smoke thing. Okay, they ended up handing out cigars.
No.
Okay, I'm cold as ice on this.
All right, then let's move on to your World War II question.
Okay.
And as you know, America started its activities in World War II in the Pacific, fighting against Japan. Then it joined the British, fighting in North Africa. And then around 1943, instead of attacking the Germans, who were occupying France, the United States decided to invade Sicily, which was part of Italy, controlled by the fascists, who were Hitler's allies. The invasion was given a code name. What was the code name?
Okay. It was giving, goodness, I know this.
No, I'm sure you do. Yes, so it was the invasion of Sicily, and it had a code name. And it involved both water and air attacks, which weakened the Italian forces before they even started attacking on land.
Okay. Operation,
Yes, that's right. Operation, that's right. There's one more word for the code name.
I know this, and I'm having a hard time thinking the name of it right now. Oh,
you're gonna hate yourself.
Operation.
I would tell you that it's a brand of gas, but there probably isn't any where you live.
Okay, I'll just go down the gas things, okay?
No, it's not where you are.
Okay, it's not Sunoco.
I know. Operation, not, I mean, come on, Operation, you can get this.
Okay, it's not... It's not Amoco.
All right. It's also the name of a dog.
It's the name of a dog. Oh, okay.
And a gasoline.
Okay. Oh goodness.
All right. Yeah, I've given you such good clues. Are you ready to be mad?
Oh, not quite yet, but I'm okay. I'm trying to think. Okay, it is operation. Shoot me out of my misery.
Operation Husky. Husky is a dog. Well, Husky is gasoline, and that was based in Calgary all through Canada. And it also is a dog, of course, the Siberian Husky in particular.
Yeah. But, I did want to take a couple more shots at, okay, but first one at what the song, what might be the song thing.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I kept thinking, are these all the flip sides of hits?
Nope.
These were songs that were by the one who made them famous.
Nope.
Okay. Let's see. They had songs from a certain label or a certain town.
Nope.
Okay. Let's go back to the thing about the straggler.
All right. Well, go ahead. You got three more.
Okay. They got into a disagreement over a cookout.
Next.
Okay. Instead, wrap it up.
You don't have much more time. Wrap it up.
I'll call back.
All right. Good deal. Thanks. Appreciate it. Because I got a full bar of calls tonight, and I don't want to leave with everybody hanging. That would be terrible, wouldn't it? All right. Laura in Willowbrook wants her Oklahoma. How's it going, Laura?
Great, Raleigh.
Okay. Now, Oklahoma. There was a song that ended up being cut from the show. So Rodgers and Hammerstein put it in their next show, just retitled it. What was the song?
Oh, my gosh. I know this, and it's not coming to me.
And I know you know it.
And I'm going to kick myself.
Yep.
I am going to kick myself.
This Was a Real Nice Hayride ended up being cut, and it was renamed This Was a Real Nice Clambake.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my gosh. I wasn't going to get it.
All right.
But I knew that, but I wasn't going to get it. Thank you, Raleigh.
All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right, so let's see. Billy Bob has a bumper guess. All right, Billy Bob, what's your bumper guess?
You said that one was a slam dunk giveaway. Was that Frankie Lane?
No, there's no Frankie Lane.
Okay, have a good evening.
Okay, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right, so there is no Frankie Lane, and let's see. We will do Flintstones, but, oh, Cindy in Chicago now. I told her she was the first one to be reasonably close on this. So, all right, Cindy, researchers discovered spouses who do this are much more likely to have family fights than spouses who don't. And, again, this is nothing that they necessarily do together.
Okay, something with the fireplace, not putting the fireplace screen on.
Nope.
Burning incense.
Nope.
Then I'm out of guesses.
What else can it be? You will know at the end of the show because I'll reveal it.
Okay, that's the best I could do.
Yeah. And there's an interesting thing. Like I say, I guarantee you the researchers weren't looking for this, and I would bet that they probably wanted to hide it. When they found it out, they said, oh, no, we better not. All right, but it came out, and we've got it. And we'll do Flintstones and Radio Trivia and Charts from 1975 coming up on WGN Radio.
You can never
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who are they? That's a flip side. One of my all-time favorite records, too. And the other side is nothing like it, I'll tell you what. All right, so we're going to do some radio trivia with Gary and Austin. How are you doing, Gary?
Well, hey, Raleigh. And it was great to hear Johnny.
Yeah. Earlier. You'll have to check out his show. Well, next
Sunday. If I had known it was on last night, I would have.
Well, you will next week. Yeah. All right. Good.
Yeah,
so,
I will.
I'm going to do radio history. And, of course, going back to early Top 40 days, everybody knows the story about Todd Storrs and Bill Stewart sitting in the bar and the waitress and her quarter and the repetition of, you know, that whole story, right?
Right.
Okay, good. I don't have to review that. Well, it turns out that it wasn't music, and this wasn't the first time that Todd Storrs heard about why repetition worked. So, how did he first discover that repetition was key?
Ooh. Maybe it was when they did news, they would do, you know, smaller newscasts.
I'm going to take it. Let me tell you, I'll take it. Here's what happened. When Todd bought KOWH, this is about the time that the Korea broke out. And so he heard people, and by the way, of course, Todd's family was a beer distributor and a beer producer. They made the stuff. And so he spent a lot of time on a beer distribution run. So he saw a lot of people in bars, to say the least. And one of the things that hit him was that everybody was talking about what was going on in Korea. And they all talked about how, well, we'll hear it on the noon news, you know, or the 6 o'clock news, because that was basically it. There were two newscasts. And so he thought, well, why don't I do hourly war updates? So he does this. Well, there's a problem. The war wasn't that interesting when it came to Korea. And so what he did was he padded it with local news, whatever he could get, right? All right, so Korea ends. He pulls them off because the war's over. And people went crazy. They wanted to hear the local news each hour. And that was when he realized that repetition was key. And then, of course, later he discovered it was true for music as well.
Yeah, I do remember now hearing something about that.
Yeah.
So at least I was.
Yeah, good enough. As far as I'm concerned, yes, it was the news. It absolutely was. And it just, it really knocked him over. He wasn't expecting that, because when he pulled the local news because the war was over, he figured, well, that's the end of it. No one, and people just, you know, I want to hear it. And he's like, every hour? Yeah. And so so when the jukebox story happened, and hopefully everybody listening knows what that is, and I don't bother to, you know, repeat it. But if you don't and want to know, you can ask. But nonetheless, he already had the proof from that in his mind. So it didn't take much to convince him. Yeah, well, you're a winner, as usual. I wouldn't expect less. And hang on, don't go away. Yeah, it absolutely was the news. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And let's see, I put Gary on hold. We're going to do charts. Okay, next with Mark, and then Flintstones. Let's see, can we get the Flintstones in here? Nah, probably not. Hang on, Dave, don't go away, because this time I will be on time for news. It's very hard to believe. In less than half an hour, I will reveal the straggler. Like I say, Cindy was closest to it earlier on, then she kind of went away from it. Researchers discovered that spouses who do this are much more likely to have family fights than spouses who don't do it. And they don't have to do it together. This is the important thing. It's not necessarily a group activity here. But if they do it, if they're known for doing this, if they have this trait, then by golly, they're more likely to have family fights. And the researchers certainly weren't looking for this result. I'll tell you all about it coming up, but hopefully you'll guess it. We've got a half hour for you to try on WGN Radio.
There'll never be in my dreams. Heaven only knows how much I love you so. You have that certain smile.
WGN Radio. I'm Robbie James. Okay, so who are they? Yeah, I always laugh because like I was talking to Fran before on the label. They'll never be. T-H-E-Y apostrophe L-L. They'll never be. All right, well, why not? All right, Chuck is a first-time caller, and he is in Downers Grove. All right, Chuck, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi. Thank you, Raleigh. How are you tonight?
All right, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I live about a half a block away from where the old WCFL radio towers were here in Downers.
Yeah, from 1932 until earlier this month.
Right, exactly. And as of last September, they quit transmitting from this site.
Yeah, they were in Joliet.
They started broadcasting from Joliet. Okay,
a diplex. But, it's a diplex with 820. But the interesting thing about that, I was reading an article.
They went to a quarter wave signal. Yeah. It used to be a half wave signal here, but now they're just a quarter wave at night, and it's only 37,000 watts at night.
At night they've diminished in power, but during the day, it's interesting. Their chief engineer swears that it's a better signal from Joliet, and obviously I haven't been around to drive it or anything. But they're diplexing the 820. Of course, that Downers Grove, they moved there in 1932. Before that, they'd been at Navy Pier. And they outgrew that and moved to DuPage County, and it was like 19 acres. And of course, back then, no one ever thought that it would, be a great site for a home community, which is what it's going to become, obviously. But when Mel Karmazin's kid Craig bought this station, he knew this was happening, because he bought it with the understanding that he had to move the tower site. So
because Disney owned the property, and they didn't sell it.
No, that's right.
So they sold it to this developer over here.
Right, to MI. MI Homes is who it is. This was not a surprise. It's an interesting thing because I think it was about 2006, and if you live near there, you probably remember this. They replaced the towers. They upgraded them.
The old towers.
Right.
Those were huge, old ones.
But even the new ones, I mean, when you think about it, that center tower was 489 feet. And the two towers surrounding it were 410. That's fairly unusual that's fairly unusual for guide towers for an AM station. So, but that was, only, like I say, 20 years ago. And so it's sad. But of course, to me, it'll always
I'm wondering if they'd have known they were going to get rid of these towers in 20 years, if they had just left the old one standing for another 19 years.
Believe me, they didn't know. So many things have taken place since then, of course. To me, it'll always be WCFL, and no matter what.
I was standing over there across the street when the wrecker started knocking down the old building that had the call letters on the front of the building.
Right, and I'm thinking, there are videos.
I hope somebody went over there and at least made an attempt to get those letters out of there.
Yeah, I do too, and I doubt it, but you're right. I would have if I was there.
That was so sad to watch that building get demolished.
Oh, I know.
Because I grew up listening to CFL and WLS, that was one of my stations.
Oh, of course. And, before that, my favorite morning man, it was on CFL in the, in the MOR days, Dan Sorkin. I thought he was the best ever.
Yeah.
And then, of course, when it was consulted by Chuck Bloor, I love CFL's jingles. They were my favorite. And
CFL had beautiful jingles. Yeah, well, and I think in 68, when Lou Witz took over, that was kind of already the demise of him. Because when Ken Draper originally took that station over, They had the excellent jingles. They had the Chicken Man started up on there.
Well, sure, because, Dick Orkin was working there, and Jim Runyon was working there, and Jane Roberts was working
Jim
there.
Jim Runyon, yep, yeah. The original morning man.
Right.
On
and he was great. He was just, they're a great radio station, I thought.
I thought they were better than LS for a while.
I would tend to agree with that. But as I mentioned before, my buddy John Rook, who was in Pittsburgh, when he got the job to go to Chicago, I had mentioned, I love
to
those.
LS,
yeah,
right,
to LS. Mm-hmm. I said, I love those jingles on CFL. And he chuckled and said, me too. Because he knew he liked them for a different reason. He knew that he could defeat that. But I don't care. I liked them, you know. And so, that was. And of course, later CFL was Rook's first consultant stations, and he beat LS with it. So turnabout's fair play, I guess.
Yeah.
So
eventually LS came back and. They countered. They brought Lou Jack back over there to.
Right.
Eventually, and I think CFL. It was March of 76. They went to a beautiful music.
Oh, I know. I wish
March 15th or something like that.
Idza Mark. I wish that I had that tape of Lou Jack, because you'll probably remember this. They kept him on the air when they went that, and so he sat there reading the want ads for other jobs. You know, between
try
the
going on.
Here's one for a dishwasher.
Try going on YouTube. That's somebody put that up.
Really?
On YouTube, last program on Lou Jack's. Yeah.
Okay, I want to look for that. But he was reading the want ads. It was just the best. Good stuff. Well, Chicago always had great radio. You know, it really did. And
we've had great stations, and we got great radio right now, Raleigh, with your program on. So
it's very kind of you.
It's excellent.
And, kind of you to excellent. Say, but I don't hold a candle to the good old days, that's for sure. But
it was a whole different time.
Absolutely. But sure.
I still miss it.
Oh, of course, every day. You betcha. And, I talk to friends often because, like Johnny Goen was saying earlier, I've worked everywhere. He's right, like 32 radio markets. But the deal is that back then, you couldn't own more than 7 a.m. radio stations, so it was never big corporations, well, except for Shearing Plough. But for the most part, it was never big corporations. And so
that's changed a lot, too.
These little owners, we used to curse them because they were so cheap and you had to run to the bank to be the first so your check. But, I'd give everything to have those guys all back in radio, because every one of them was colorful. And, now that it's a numbers game, it's totally different.
And I used to stay up Sunday nights at midnight when everybody'd sign off so I could start DXing to see what stations I could pick up on
Exactly.
a Sunday night.
Exactly. Yes, we all did it.
That was always fun.
Of course, we all did that. And, living in Downers Grove, you had a little disadvantage for the Chicago 50,000-watt stations because of the phase zone. Some of them you wouldn't get as good as if you were 200 miles away. But, Sunday nights was beautiful. And
but the only advantage to this station not being here now is I used to get this station pretty much at least 20 kilohertz on either side of it on my dial, but actually my AM reception is a lot better now.
right. Although the problem with AM, I was talking to someone last night about this, the problem with AM is not other radio stations. It's all the RF that's coming from all the devices that we have now that we did not have. And that's
such
a
game changer.
Oh,
you got so much radiation in the air now. It's terrible.
It is. And, of course, I hated living next to the FM towers because I know. I claimed I had a ferrite mine. I, at one point, had at least 100 pounds of ferrite in my house, trying to block those signals. But
I live right across the street from near a TV or an FM transmitter.
Oh, I know.
And what's even worse is living near a 5G cell phone tower.
Well, the interesting thing about 5G is, it sounds like you're into this stuff. There's three different systems. There's high, medium, and low.
Yeah.
And so it isn't all 5G. They all get the name, but there's very little high 5G because the signals are so short. You got to have towers so close together that you need big population.
Right.
You'll never be able to do that in a rural area. So most people are doing like N600. They're not doing real 5G. They're doing the medium situation. And, in some cases, it's worse than LTE.
Yeah,
I know it's a real problem. I know that.
What I wanted to tell you was, I had a landline when I moved into this house, and I got rid of it because every time I'd pick it up and make a call, I was getting CFL coming over my telephone.
Sure.
So thank God. Actually, I liked the cell phones because with a cell phone, that eliminated the AM frequency when you got a cell phone.
Oh, yeah. And you can go to VOIP, too, as well, which, the landlines are not pure copper anymore. I wish they were, but they don't tell you that they're running a VOIP scheme in the middle of that.
Right.
So it'd be nice if it was all copper, but it's not. And that'll go away. You know, they're always petitioning the PUC to get out of having to provide landlines. So the day will come.
Anyway, this is going to be a mess over here because they're going to have to run sewer, water, and electric into this whole area. There's 18 acres over here, and that was unincorporated since 1932 or whatever.
Right. No, it's 19.2.
Now they're going to...
Yeah,
19.2. It's going to be a noisy mess over here now for the next year.
But if they're smart, they'll bury everything. It'll be full underground.
You know
utilities.
What I'm wondering? They took the old towers down. That was neat to watch. They chopped the guy wires, and we watched them crumple and fall.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if they dug up and removed the ground system around each one of these towers.
They should, because there's money
in
copper.
You're going to get new people moving in there, and somebody's going to dig down and plant a garden somewhere.
No,
they're going to be hitting something.
The ground system is much closer to the surface than you realize. But no, that they should have monetized it by digging that up. But that will all be gone. What I hope that MI does is, you know, we know they'll do all the utilities, but they really need to do fiber to the premises so that every home that's built there has that capability, so they don't have to rely on cable modems and things like
that. I'm sure they will.
I hope they will.
The Downers, everything's pretty modern over there, and that's all underground. Cable. There's another right.
Yeah. Well, you don't want cable, right? It is, but you don't want cable for your broadband. You want fiber. You want it to be symmetrical, and that's the real big thing: is having it be symmetrical and having really low ping times. But I hope MI will do that. You can keep me posted because you'll know before I do.
I will.
All right.
I'll call you back when it gets further down the line here. So.
I'll look forward to hearing
Riley,
from you.
Nice talking.
Likewise.
To you.
Okay. Bye. All right.
Okay, have a good evening. Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Yeah, it's great. It's all sad. But, you know, the saddest to me, of course, was WLW outside of Cincinnati. My heart aches for that site. Oh, man. All right, well, and of course, these are just emotional things. They're not things that have anything to do with business decisions. But, man, oh, man. All right, well, we'll see what we can do here in the waning moments. And I'm sorry this has gotten so quick. We're going to have to reveal our straggler. But I think we have maybe a couple of guesses. But Dave wants his Flintstones question, so let's see what we can do. Hello, Dave. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello. How are you?
All right. So, in the episode, The Hit Songwriters, Fred and Barney try to write a hit song. Who do they get a helping hand from?
I don't know. I think I've heard this question before, though. I can't remember. What was the song that you got?
I don't know what the song was, but the helping hand came from a songwriter who was alive at the time.
And I asked John if I could get a multiple choice question, and he said I had to ask you.
Well, I don't know that
he said I can give you Flintstones, but you said you'd have to ask Raleigh for multiple choice.
Yeah, well, you didn't. So ask me next week, and I'll give you multiple choice. Tell John that you want a multiple choice. He'll write it. But it was Hoagy Carmichael.
Yeah, no clue.
All right.
Hey, is it chewing tobacco for your question?
Oh, that's interesting. No, it's not chewing tobacco, but you're on the right trail comparatively, I'll say.
Yeah, because when you're smoking, I was thinking, you didn't say not cigarettes, not smoking weed, not smoking crack, not smoking heroin. That's the only thing that you think of when you say smoking.
Well, you're going to find out in minutes. Okay, thanks.
No, none of those are right. All right, that's right.
Yeah, thanks, appreciate
it. And no Joe Turner as music earlier?
No Joe Turner? I didn't play any Joe Turner, no.
All right.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So, yes, we had no Joe Turner. Now, let's see what we can do. We're going to get some guesses here. And then I'm going to have to reveal it at some point, and I've got to do something else as well. Like pay the bills. All right. So Karen in Chicago is going to take some guesses. What do you think, Karen?
Okay. One stays up later than the other.
Nope.
Leaving dirty dishes around the house.
Nope.
Throwing out garbage.
Nope.
One more. Doesn't put down the toilets.
Nope. All right, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so yes, that's a perennial fave, isn't it? No, it's a habit of sorts, I would say. Jimmy P. on the south side, gonna guess. What do you think, Jimmy P.?
Hey, this is in the back of my mind. Says Cindy mentioned smoking. Quit smoking?
Nope. That's interesting. I like that, though. Yeah, not quit smoking. All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll tell you, if it was quit smoking, the researchers would have been delighted. Yeah, considering who was paying the bill for the study. All right. So, yeah, I'm giving you all sorts of guesses there. And let's see. Real quickly, James going to give us all six, so go for it. Be quick.
Okay. I'm going to say they're emergency plan in case of a fire.
Nope.
Basically, use of the incinerator.
Nope.
Basically, use of the barbecue or cookout.
Nope.
Use of the smoke alarm.
Nope. One more.
Flame to start a fire.
Nope. Talk to you later. Thanks. Appreciate it. So now let's see. Clues. Real quickly, clues. The Tobacco Institute paid for this study. Oh man. And they were trying to prove something, and they did. But the law of unintended consequences was they discovered this. Discovered what? All right, Sherry in Naperville, real quick. What do you think?
Hi, but you didn't give this last clue. My first guess, David and I decided it's going to be turning up the thermostat or changing
nope.
the thermostat. No.
Nope.
Smoking Institute. Oh, I have no clue. What
All right. Well, keep listening. You'll find out. Thanks. All right. So let's see with that in mind. Annette in Carol Stream, I think, gets the last guess. So what do you think, Annette?
Hi. I just have one guess. It is a drink before bed, like a nightcap.
Oh, that's interesting. That's not right, but thanks for calling. I appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593. Why am I giving out the phone number? You will not be able to use it. We will get to Mark in Aurora. He wants to do charts from 1975. First, we'll do this, and then we'll reveal some stuff because there's one more bumper stumper on WGN Radio.
Oh, won't you come back, my love? Don't go away. Come back, my love. Come back to stay. I love you so well. I want you to know I need your love so badly. You said goodbye, I wondered why, all because of those silly lies. I love you so well, I want you to know, I need your love so badly. Well, everybody makes baby mistakes in the game of romance. Now I'm asking you, darling, why don't you come back and give me a chance? Come back, my love, don't go away. I need your loving every day.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That's my favorite version of that, actually. 1955 on Atlantic. Who is that? All right, I don't expect a winner. I'll reveal all, and if I run out of time to reveal all, remember it's all on Raleigh.net, R-O-L-L-Y-E.net. All right, before we do Mark and Aurora, I know if I don't get this out, I'll be clobbered. Okay, so here's the deal. The Tobacco Institute underwrote a study, a big study, They weren't trying to come up with the conclusion that they got. Their research showed that cigarette smokers think more than non-smokers, and they thought that was great. And so they wanted to delve deeper into this metric, you know, the thinking cigarette smoker. Well, unfortunately, what they discovered was that those who chain smoked, who smoked a lot, were much more likely to have family fights than spouses who did not smoke a lot. So chain smoking was correlating completely to bitter family fighting, right? They didn't want to publicize that, so you probably never heard about cigarette smokers thinking more than non-smokers. Yeah, because that other half would have come out. All right, chain smokers having all these arguments. Okay, so that's the deal. Now, do I have time? If it's real quick, we'll see. We'll see if we can get through it. All right, June 1975, this week. We're going to see if we can do this in about 30 seconds, Mark. Okay, number one, sister,
right,
sister golden hair, number one.
America.
Love will keep us together.
Captain and Sunil.
When will I be loved?
Linda Ronstadt.
Bad time.
Grand Funk.
Yeah. Old days.
Chicago.
I'm not Lisa.
Oh, gosh. I keep forgetting her name.
All right, Jesse.
She's a country singer.
Yeah, Jesse Coulter. All right.
Jesse Coulter.
Yeah. So we'll consider that. That's all right. You're allowed to lose three of them. Seven is Love Won't Let Me Wait.
Oh,
come on.
Gosh.
It's the best
damn
record.
I can hear the song
of
in my head.
All right, that's Major Harris. And you got to get the next.
Yes.
So you got to get the next three, and I think you can. Thank God I'm a country boy.
John Denver.
Uh-huh. Philadelphia Freedom.
Elton John.
And Get Down, Get Down, Get on the Floor.
Cool in the Gang?
No, and that's all right. Actually, you can lose that one, too. And that's Joe Simon, by the way. And that's still a 70% Sierra winner. Hang on. All right. And that's it.
Okay.
All right. So, well, hang on. Don't go away. You don't have to know it. You did enough to get it right. And so until tomorrow night, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling 21 hours from now or after the game. We'll see. We'll reconvene, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.